Okay, hi, I'm Sagi from Elshock, Finland, and this is Mirath, and I'm interviewing Zahar. So, Zahar, how are you doing?
I'm fine. We just finished our concert here in the PPM Fest.
How was it?
It was great. I was surprised because the crowd was really, you know, huge, and that's it. I was just surprised, you know.
That's great. When did you start playing together? How was the band formed?
Yeah, we started at 2001, and I was not actually with the band yet. And we started, you know, making covers of Symphony X and Death and some blues, and, you know, like all the bands. And then in 2004. I think, yes, 2004, we made a concert in the amphitheater of Carthage with the band Adagio, which were they were the headliners. And after that, the keyboard player, he came to talk with us for a deal, for a production deal, you know. And he was really interested in producing Mirath as a producer, because he works as an artist, as a keyboard player, and he's a producer and a sound engineer. By the way, he did our sound today, which was, I think, great.
Well, yeah. I can tell.
and after that, we recorded the first album, Hope, with the voice of Elias, the keyboard player. And then I joined them in 2007. We played several concerts in Tunisia and three concerts in France. And after that, we began recording and composing the second album, which was Desert Call, and which was with my voice, of course, on it. And we signed with Tresbis Records, with a French label, and then we did several concerts with Desert Call, and especially in France. And the last opus was Tales of the Sands, with a very good production, Normstorm Studios, and with Jensen on the mastering. And production, of course, with the help of Kevin Cotford, our producer. And we did a European tour, like a 24 show with the Orphaned Land. And it was great, man. It was like the peace tour, man.
You just stole one of my last questions.
About the tour. We will arrive, yeah.
That's great. What made you play this genre of metal, or metal at all? It's not common in your area.
We have like fans, many fans of metal in Tunisia, in North Africa, but they never thought about doing or playing like something oriental metal. Mm-hmm. They always were cover bands, and only, you know, covering some stuff, you know, some oldies and some classics. And that's it. And we thought about it with the help of Kevin Cotford. We thought about doing something that it comes from our origins and from our veins and from our history. The Tunisia was conquered by the Arabs and by the Ottoman Empire, by the Romans also, and by the we are not. In the origin, we are not Arab, we are Berber, barbarian. Not barbarian, but Berberian. Barbarian, it would be something like massacre.
Something else.
Yes, so we are barbarian, we have been conquered by the Andalus. And so we have so many cultures. We have the Middle Eastern culture, we have the North African culture, we have the Andalusia, Spanish culture. We have been, we have been colonized by the French, so we have also the Occidental culture. Also, we have the African culture, which belongs to the African continent. So all that helped us to create a genre, a new genre of oriental metal. For example, when I speak with Orphanland, with Kobe or whatever, with one of the guys, and even they tell me this is something special here. This is oriental, but it's not like we do, and it's completely different. And really, really, really like what you do, like we like what they do, and you know, they are the pioneers of the oriental metal. Mm-hmm. And I used to have like 15 years old or 16 years old listening to Orphanland, and then I I play at the same stage with Orphanland.
Some
it's
kind
crazy.
Of a closure.
Yeah, it's the dream come true, man.
Wow. Yeah. Great. And what are your major musical influences? Like, how much are you influenced by metal or by oriental music?
Many. Even jazz, classical, classic music, symphonic.
You grew up on oriental?
Yes.
Or
metal? No. I grew up on Michael Jackson.
Ah.
Yeah. I grew up on Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Then Santana said Metallica. Pantera bands like Dio, Ronnie James Dio, Black Sabbath, who says, hey, yes, Iron Maiden, and who says, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Deep Purple, Rainbow.
Wow, that's a whole lot of.
Yeah. Different styles, and then, of course, Symphony X and. Dream Theater,
mm-hmm.
more progressive, interesting, and of course Oriental Tunisian music, Spanish, Andalus, that we call Malouf. For example, if you go to Turkey or Egypt and you tell them to play the Tunisian scales, they would never play it. If you tell them to play the Malouf, which is the Andalus flavor. In Tunisia, they will only play flamenco, which is not Andalus, it's different. Andalus, it's in North Africa, it's Tunisia, Morocco, and Libya, mm-hmm. and Algeria, that's it. Mm-hmm. You can find this kind of scale, very interesting. And there are only those countries you can find there, this kind of music. If you go, for example, like I said, in Turkey, and you play, tell them, or Egypt, you tell them to play, in the Middle East specifically, you tell them to play some Northern African music.
Oh.
They will say, we will never, we cannot,
really?
Because it's something comes, like, it runs in the blood, you know, something really, it's different, it's really different, it's feelings.
Oh wow.
You have to get the real thing. You have to be raised there. You have to be, you know. And even you learn it, you can learn it, but you will never play it like we do. But if you go to Tunisia and tell them to play some Egyptian scales, Oriental, Middle Eastern, Jewish scales, we will play it easily. Oh. And with the feelings also.
Wow, that's just wonderful. It's great. What were the responses to your latest album, Tales of the Sands?
Sorry?
What was the response to your latest album, Tales of the Sands?
Great.
Were you surprised?
Great. Not too much, but... Yes, surprised, but not too much, but surprised as well. And it was great, because really... the impact of the album on people was like... For us was like heaven, to see people every time, or to hear people, or to send us messages and by Facebook or email, and telling us from all over the world, from Israel, from Argentina, from USA, from Japan, from China, from Indonesia. It's crazy. And so the impact is very, very, very important. Wasn't very important and interesting. And so that's why we are really glad for making this album.
That's awesome. Great. What was the reason to the change of vocalists? You, Elias, and then you after the album, Hope?
Because Elias is a keyboard player. So they said at first, we find another keyboard player and you sing, or you stay on the keyboards and we find another singer.
Oh.
And then I was with another cover band in Tunisia. We did our first album, original first album, and we did a concert in Tunisia, and they came to see us. And then after that, they just picked me, said, "You're the guy we are searching for." And actually, I did at the my first band. I used to sing in Arabic, in English, and I did so many oriental like oriental melodies and stuff like that. And they said to me that you're the perfect singer that we are searching for. Nobody, even if we, I don't know, we pick the biggest, the best singer in Europe or in America, he will never sing like we want you to sing. And it started like this, and it was amazing. Actually, I was going to Dubai to continue my studies, and then they came to have a deal with me. And my life is music, you know, besides studies. But as at that point, I said yes, directly, without saying okay, I will think about it. No. I said definitely yes.
You finished your studies?
Yes, of course. In Tunisia, but not in Dubai.
In what?
In Dubai.
Ah.
I was going to my aunt there and finish there my studies.
What did you learn?
Fine arts.
Ah.
Fine arts, graphic design, and besides that, I did the formation of direction of photography.
A real artist, aren't you? Well, I felt that the album Hope was very different from your following releases. Do you agree? I felt it was less oriental and more symphony X.
Yes.
Like, well.
That's why we wanted to split from that image. We wanted to really, you know, because everybody said, all right, okay, it's good, but it sounds like symphony X. It's good. It's good vocals. Good. You know, everything is nice, but we can hear that symphony X side in the album.
It was a bit too much.
Yes, and it was too much, not a bit too much. It was too much. So that's why we changed the direction completely, and we did it in our way. And when I came to the band, I contributed in the composing process, you know, writing process, and I helped the band to compose and to write new melodies, new stuff, to be far away, because I wasn't a very big fan of symphony X. I appreciate the band, I like the band, I love them, but I was not so influenced like they were, like the guitar player and the bass and the
you'd drum. Like to make music
yes, different like music, like my own music. Yeah, the Tunisian oriental metal.
I remember when I first heard about you in 2011.
Yeah.
You were people were speaking about you as a Symphony X plus Orphan Land.
Yeah.
So I really felt that, like, on the tales of the sand, you really changed.
So now nobody can tell this.
Yeah.
Now everybody say this is the first time we hear this kind of music. It's weird, it's strange, but it's beautiful.
That's right. That's great. What lyrically inspires you? What do you base your writings on?
Actually, I write with a friend of mine whose name is Ayman Jawadi, and he writes lyrics, and he like translate my emotions and my thoughts, my feelings, and together we write. But he does the biggest part of writing process, and my inspirations, it's the ordinary life, the normal way. I'm not into fantastic life, fantastic like ethics movies. That's
like other bands in this festival.
Yes, like the Black Knight and the horse.
Oh yeah.
Or I don't know, the dragon and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm into political. Political and social subjects.
On what songs do you think?
Like something related with the humanity, you know, like feelings, hope, and I can subjects on war, on brotherhood. Mm-hmm. How can we live in this world with serenity and with
really deep.
Yes. And and also there is some personal sides.
Oh.
And some songs also. Mm-hmm. About love.
Yeah.
About brotherhood. Besides, you know, besides some other stuff, you know, some other personal, deep, philosophic subjects.
Great. We're just to say, we're now joined by Elias, the keyboard player of Mirath. Hello, Elias.
Hello.
Another question. Your last album was really much shorter, Desert Call, with the song length and the entire length of the album. Yeah. What got you to make it shorter, instead of like 4 to 5 minutes songs, instead of 8, 9, 10?
I don't know, a lot of persons are asking me about that. Why the reason that you change that style of composition or something like that? I don't know, in Mirath, for example, when we compose, really we will not say, okay, let's do a song of 3 minutes or 4 minutes. No, it's really, it comes something like that, with feelings.
So that's just what you had to say and compose at that time, like shorter themes.
Okay, I agree that you say it's not like the Desert Call album, but we try, maybe when we do a song of 3 minutes, we try to be, I don't know, direct.
Mm-hmm.
Direct, we try to make powerful music or something like that in 3 minutes. We try to give our best. It's not like, okay, you would do a song of 5 minutes and it will be more best than the 3 minutes. I don't know.
Just fine.
Yes.
A little off topic. What can you tell me about your experience of the tour with Orphanland?
Yes.
In late 2011.
Okay, the tour with Orphanland was so great. It was really, it was the tour of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because through religions, okay, we don't care about that, but it was like a message to send to our people around the world that music, it's our religion.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah, because they're from Israel and you're from
Yes,
Tunisia.
Yes. And you know the conflict, mediatic conflict or something like
I'm
that.
I'm from Israel as well.
Okay, you're welcome.
Like brothers.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Talked to Kobe and the guys
yes.
yesterday.
It was a really big experience for us, really.
Well, how long was it? 3 weeks?
1 month and 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh,
yes.
Traveling with these guys the
yes.
entire time. Bet with that was something
yes.
special.
Now I can speak English too. A hatch time or something like that. Hey, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is your opinion about today's rock and metal scene? Do you feel as a part of it, being from North Africa, not
yeah.
from Europe or
yes.
The United States?
I don't know. I'm very happy to see that. We can find bands like, for example, Orphanland. They try to do their best by composing good music. A lot of bands too. But I'm upset something like, you can see the media, something like the pop business into a metal. Something like, okay, a band, it's like a boys band. Okay, let's do an album. Oh, it's great, it's great. It's not metal. Metal, it's more honest, more. It talks about a reason. it's not talk about boys band or no, it's not like that.
Okay, that's great. Any final words for your fans around the globe?
Yeah, thank you for your interview, and I want to say hi from our fans in Israel, and we are waiting for the new album of Orphanland too.
Oh.
Because we are friends, we are brothers, like brothers, really. I mean it. So
well, I expect this album as well, and
yes.
Another show of yours.
Yes.
Can see one in the future. So thank you very much, Elias.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.